oh, my soul will sing hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah,
oh, my soul will sing
hallelujah,
oh, my soul will sing
hallelujah. You reign forever. Oh my,
oh my, oh my soul.
Reign for,
forever.
Oh my, oh my soul.
Reign forever.
Oh my,
oh my soul.
Hallelujah.
This is my part right here.
You brought me over.
Yeah.
Oh, my soul will sing.
Brought me over.
Brought me over.
Oh, my.
Oh, my soul will sing.
You brought me
over. Me over. Oh, my soul will sing.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One more time.
You brought me over.
Brought me over.
Oh, my.
Lift it up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll sing.
Hallelujah.
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 I'll sing to you,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you're holy, I'll sing.
Hey.
Just shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to a beautiful day. Welcome to a great day. So yes, it's morning faith boost. All right. So good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Have you been defining your day? Have you been deciding your season? Have you been defining your season? Have you been telling yourself, this is what my season is? This is what my season looks like. This is what it is. All things are working together for my good. Don't just say it the way it is. Don't just describe it. Remember that Mark 11:23 says, whosoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and will not doubt in his heart, but believe that whatever he says will come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. All right. Mark 11:23 says, whatever you say, all right, and believe in your heart when you say it, whatever you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. So you've got to say what you want. You don't say what you already have, because you don't want what you already have. You don't want frustration. Oh, I'm frustrated. Oh, I'm bored. Oh, I just even don't know I'm going to survive. That's not what you want. That's what you're experiencing. Faith doesn't ask you to deny your experience, but faith teaches you that, listen, the more you speak forth what you're experiencing, you are establishing it. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible says the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. God didn't sit down saying, wow, darkness, darkness. That the more he says, he would establish it. All right, but he said, let the, he said what he wanted. He wanted light, so he said light. Now, some people don't get this right, so they say, I'm trying not to say that things are difficult. No, there's nothing wrong with, well, right now things are not as comfortable as I want them to be. Things are a bit rough and tough, but, and I've said that to you, nowhere to put the but I believe the word of God. All right, and now the issue is, you don't have to describe your situation to everybody. Only those who need to hear, well, how are you doing? Well, it's been a bit rough, but you know, my faith is on God's word. My faith, my hope is in God. My trust is in God. All right. So there's nothing, you know, sinful, all right, in, oh, this is it. However, this is it. All right. But this is where my faith is. Is that where it is? Yeah. All right. So I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement with you. Because sometimes you need someone to still be in agreement with you. Sometimes God might even have someone do something about it. But sometimes, because you now have that, God might have someone do something about it part, you know, you just want to tell everybody, ah, he's bad. 3 days ago, I couldn't survive. Ah, oh, hey, you know, and then create this scare, this, you know, very horrible, you know, picture, so that, you know, people can be moved. Listen, no matter how many times people are moved, they could only help you out of their pity. Right? But when God moves them, they move much more, all right, than out of pity, all right? You enjoy abundance, all right? Mm-hmm. You remember the case of Elijah and, all right, with the Zarephath, all right? If he was just, oh, woman, I'm about to die, she could have just said to him, well, prophet, I'm about to die too, all right? I'm about to die too. So, hey, But because there was a word of the Lord, and as surely as the Lord lives, your bread, you know, will not run out, all right? Your cruse of oil, your flour will not run dry. And it happened because it wasn't just sentiment, all right? So I'm glad we're learning about the power of meditation. I'll leave you with Philip Dean and Craig, You Are God Alone, and I'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
Man, you are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. Now that's just the way it is.
Yes, that is who he is, all right? So no matter how things are, God remains God, unshakable, unchangeable, unstoppable, all right? You've got God in this season, all right? So yes, we've never seen what's going on right now in our generation, but God remains God, all right? God's never moved. So while you might be learning how to survive within the season, outside the season, please have in mind that someone knows everything and knows exactly what route you should go through, and he knows how we're all going to come out better. So let's listen to him in the midst of all other things we're listening to, all right? All right, so good morning once again. If you're just joining in, this is the Morning Faith Boost, and I deliberately titled this episode 8B, just in case you didn't notice. So yesterday was episode 8, but today is episode 8B. Why? Because yesterday, so I made this blunder. I kept the background music going. It wasn't low enough. So it kind of disturbed, you know, a number of people in listening. And then there's this auto DJ button that was also on. So when that song ended, it just went into another song. All right. So, but thank God, you know, my wife was contacted. Okay. So the way it runs, I wouldn't hear because of the way I'm running it. If I use the earphones, then I'll hear the music while it's going on. But once I turn on my mic, then everything plays, you know, background without me hearing. So, but thank God. Anyway, so I had to switch it off when I was contacted, you know. So I would like to go through almost everything that I said yesterday. So I'll say, no, listen, you would love it. It gets better. Haven't you ever noticed that? It always just gets better. Even if you have to say the same thing again and again, it gets better. So thank you for, you know, all the feedback. Thank you for, you know, sticking in and just us doing this thing together. Praise God. Praise God. So we'll kick in with Mark chapter 4, the fourth chapter of the book of Mark, and then the 14th verse. Don't forget that in Mark chapter 4, we find Jesus. All right, Jesus in Mark 4 is talking to us about the parable of the sower. Jesus is talking to us about the parable of the sower. So in all that going on, we find that, you know, the seed is referred to as the word of God. The seed is the word, okay? So, yeah, I just got my sleepy son, sleepy walkie into my recording. All right, so anyway, we're good. So Mark 4:14 says the sower sows the word. Now, in Mark 4, you understand that Jesus taught something so important. Now, there were four types of grounds going on, all right? Number one, those who fell by the wayside. Number two, those who fell on the stony ground. Number three, those that fell among thorns. Number four, all right? Please get this, the good ground. I know you've known this thing from like primary school, but you've got to give it a little more attention. Please understand this, okay? Get this. We have to understand that it was the same kind of seed that dropped on every type of ground. So the seed itself, all right, doesn't have an issue. The seed itself will produce once the ground is right. The word produces once the ground is right. The word, please, I've got to say this. The word will always, I'm finding how to say this. Listen, the word would always produce, all right? You could help me with your own, maybe better English or however you want to put it. Think through it, you get one, all right? The word would always produce. The word is never barren. The word is never unproductive. You do not have a crop failure when it has to do with God's word. It was the same seed, all right? The farmer was, you know, the way they get to spray, you know, with their hands from the basket of seeds, just spraying the seed. So it falls, you know, different places. It falls in different places. So it was the same seed. So the same seed that couldn't grow on the ground was the same seed, you know, on the wayside. That's just normal ground. You know, was the same seed that grew in the good ground. Was the same seed that grew in the soil. Same seed. Same thing. It was the same seed that was choked by thorns that produced 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. So the issue usually is not the seed. The seed never has an issue. It's the ground. All right. So this is why Jesus said this is the mother of all the parables. Okay. So in Mark 4:14, and I love Mark 4:14, it makes it clear. The sower sows the word. So the seed that was being scattered is the word of God. The seed, I'll say that again. The seed being scattered is the word of God. All right. Verse 15 now says, and these are they, you know, the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. So the ground is the heart. Okay, I believe tomorrow we'll be able to touch a bit more on that because that's what I learned about weeding, seeding, distraction. All right, because Matthew teaches us that these guys in category one, all right, ground category one, were those who did not understand the word. So it's important, all right, that you understand what you're hearing and what you're learning. Is that okay, guys? Please. So the seed is the word. The ground is the heart. The seed is the word. The ground is the heart. The seed is the word. The ground is the heart. The seed is the word. The ground is the heart. All right. So it gets better and better and better. No, it gets better and better and better. So let's go now to the 26th verse. Let's go to Mark 4:26. All right, something, you know, important is going on right here in the 26th verse of Mark 4. Okay, so it tells us the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed in the ground and it should go to bed night and day and the seed will sprout and grow. The man does not know exactly how. So I'll take that again, all right? The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed in the ground and it should sleep by night, rise by day, and the seed should sprout. Okay, watch this again. The kingdom of God is as if a man should put seed in the ground. Let's replace that. The kingdom of God is as if a man should put the word of God in his heart. This is the kingdom of God. As if a man should put the word of God in his heart. This is the kingdom of God. As if a man should put the word of God in his heart. This is the kingdom of God. As if a man should put the word of God in his heart. All right. And the man goes to bed night and day and he rises up and the seed, the word of God will sprout and grow. The man does not know how. So your job is to put the word in your heart. How the word works with your heart, you do not know how. 28 says, for the earth, all right, that's your heart, would yield fruit by itself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn. Once you put the word in your heart goes to work. Once you put the word in your heart goes to work. Once you put the word in your heart goes to work. Let's look at the 30th verse. We didn't read that yesterday, but you would love this, all right? Then again, Jesus said, to what shall I liken the kingdom of God? What parable shall I use to picture? Please get what Jesus is saying again. 31 says, it is like a mustard seed, okay? Which, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest, all right? It's smaller than all the seeds on the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out branches, large ones, so that the birds of the air can come in. Oh, this is exciting and so beautiful. Jesus said the kingdom is like a mustard seed, which is sown into the ground, all right? It's smaller than all the seeds of the earth. Don't forget, the seed is the word of God, all right? So let's say the kingdom of God, therefore, is like the word of God, which is sown where? Into the ground. And it's smaller than the situations, all right? The challenges and the things you're going through right now. The word seems smaller, seems insignificant, seems insufficient. Whatever it is you're going through seems big and so insurmountable. All right? 32 says, but when the word is sown, please follow. Do you have a Bible with you there? If you don't have one, could you try to read this verse on your own? I beg you. Oh, dear Lord, I really seriously beg you. Read this on your own. 32 says, but when the word is sown, hallelujah, it grows and becomes greater than all the herbs, greater than the situations, greater than the challenges. It gets greater than joblessness, from not having a spouse, from barren. It becomes greater. The word will grow. The word will grow. When it is sown, but it has to be sown into the right ground. When it is sown, it grows and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may come under its shade. And this is what I've come to notice. When you put the word to work in your life, when you begin the process, it seems it's not working. 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 It seems so teeny-weeny, so puny, so, you know, irrelevant. You put the word in your heart. Then the word begins to grow. Oh my goodness. And it shoots out above the things you're going through, that particular thing you were feeding on. Suddenly you find other people taking solace. All right. In the effect that the word has taken in your heart in that area. You find other people taking solace in it. Oh, you've got to love this principle. All right. Don't forget that. Kingdom is as if a man should plant that mustard seed. And when it is sown, it looks smaller than all the other herbs in the earth, right? All the seeds. And then it begins to grow, shoots up, and becomes greater. And that's what the word is, all right? The word will always produce. The word would always produce. The word will always produce. Remember the story I told you, which I said again yesterday, but I guess the music was still on also then. Tommy might not have heard it well. I talked about the lady that had the club feet, all right? She had prayed, she had been prayed for, she was tired of praying. So maybe you're listening and you're tired of praying. No problemo, all right? Don't quit on God. Don't quit on God's word, all right? Because the truth is, many times we pray too quick, we pray too soon, and then we're disappointed. God didn't disappoint us. We just broke a lot of rules. And largely amongst them, chiefly amongst them, if you abide in me and my word abides in you. Many believers pray. They don't have a verse for what they are praying about. They don't have it. Number two, they haven't even allowed the verse to take root. It's just something they heard, something they just quickly flipped through. Now, can the Holy Ghost work with that? Yes. Many times God answers us, please, in spite of our praying. He loves us. He's our Father. All right? He loves us. So we get this quick Hail Mary pass. Oh God, just bail me. All right? And then we get things going on. But the word of God assures us. The word of God shows us here, all right, that we can apply the word. So this lady just was given a Kenny Hagin tape by her pastor, and she played the tape 6 months straight every day. She just kept playing it. And the twisted feet straightened up by itself. Oh, I remember in 2007 when we needed to, you know, plant a new church. I entered into the city in 2006. I didn't know how to go about things. And like I told you when I was in the NSA, which I need to still say right now, meditation produces wisdom. I've come to see that. So I drive into a city. I'm reaching out to people. Reached out to like 500 people. But by the leading of the Spirit, this is the venue for the service. By the leading of the Spirit, park your car, go after this particular person. And that person now, I mean, like 75-85% of our current leadership, you can trace to that person brought this person that brought that person that brought this person that brought that. And you say, you know, oh, you're just so wise. Nah. Psalm 119 from 97 to 100. I am wiser than my enemies because I meditate. You just don't get stuck. Why? Because the seed you are planting needs to grow. And part of the way it grows is it gives you wisdom. It gives you favor. It brings you into opportunities. That's what the word will do. That's what the word will do. Don't forget Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart. That's your ground, right? Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it will flow all the forces of life. So when you store up the right words in your heart about the spouse, all right, It's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. So I believe God will not have me be alone. There's a helpmeet. I believe God will not have me be alone. I'm a helpmeet to somebody. Whatever verses and how you want to apply, meditate. Meditate. And like I've also said, maybe feel, oh, but like there are 10 things. I need money. My health isn't good. This isn't happening well. That's not happening well. The Lord is your shepherd. You will not lack a job. You will not lack spouse. You will not lack accommodation. You will not lack your baby. You will not lack good health. The Lord is your shepherd. That one verse sorts it. All right. Romans 8 and 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. So you're free from sickness and disease. You're free from lack and poverty. You could apply. John chapter 5 and 24, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me will not come into condemnation. Well, first is he has eternal life. Number two, he will not come into condemnation, but he has passed from death to life. You, born again child of God, you are passed from death to life. You have passed from darkness into light. You have passed from death into life. So you have passed from sickness and disease into health and wealth. You have passed from lack into abundance. You have passed from loneliness and spouseless to, you just use it. You could pick that one verse. Because what's death? Everything evil. Make a list. What's life? Everything good. Make a list. And say, I've passed from this one to this one. I've passed from this. And that's your meditation every day. Don't say, there's lack. There's insufficiency. I've passed from that into the, I've passed from it. All right, I'm in the kingdom now, not just on the... Are you getting this, please? So the lady played the same tape for six straight months. Six straight months. And like I said, the prayers, kind of prayer I'm dealing with a lot more, those prayers of petition. All right, the Holy Ghost will have you intercede and supplicate for people. That's not this. This is you require something. You want to lay a demand on something from the Lord, get a verse. Well, of course, every other prayer too needs a verse. Now, you have needs. Oh, I need this. I need that. I need. Meditate. Learn to. Whatever is not impossible to God is not impossible to God's word, because God and his word are one. God and his word are one. So get a word for every situation. Get a word for every situation. So I told again yesterday, but music was playing then. But beautiful story. I mean, I could tell this again and again. So Kenny Hagin, then he was a traveling evangelist, well, traveling teacher. And then he was away from home, having ministrations. So his wife wrote him a letter and said, Pat, his daughter, I guess, had something on her face, like her ear or something. All right. So the nurse was going to come check them, I guess, Monday or something. All right. So she wrote and asked, okay, so what should she say? All right. When they ask her, what's up? I mean, Hagin had to use his faith for his family. So apart from, the money he used in paying for of their birth, they didn't have to pay for anything medical. They always just used healing, faith for healing. And that's a great life. That's the life, all right? That's the life. Intentionally grow yourself to that, all right? Feed your faith and do all that, please. Because that's the life. Seriously, I'll say that again. That's the life, all right? Now, so the wife wrote him a letter, all right? So he said he would listen to the 10 o'clock news, all right? So when he does that, about 10:15, he reads all healing scriptures in the Bible for about an hour. Obviously, he must have had them somewhere. So you could get a number or a couple of healing scriptures, all right? He would read through, all right, all healing scriptures for about an hour, then meditate 1 hour, sleep 1 hour, meditate 1 hour, sleep 1 hour, meditate 1 hour, sleep 1 hour, meditate 1 hour. It's morning already. Next day, he does the same thing. Read all healing scriptures 1 hour, sleep, meditate 1 hour, sleep 1 hour, meditate 1 hour, sleep 1 hour, meditate 1 hour. Next day, he does the same thing again. Third day, by the end of the third day, he wrote to his wife and said, Pat is healed. He didn't write, let her say to thee. He didn't say, let me pray for her. He didn't say, in Jesus' name. Why? Because when he did that level, see, the number 1 hour you could get in all those 3 nights. I mean, I'm sure he wouldn't have meditated there for less than 10 hours. So I'm like, seriously, yes. So I say, I'm healed. Amen. And then he's saying, I've been meditating. Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time. Time yourself. You might see that I only did 2 minutes in 5 days. Or 6 minutes in one whole day. But the words are life to those that find them. And don't forget the gusher system. You dig, poof, till the water rushes out. So he did that. And listen, many people ask, so what do I say when they ask me how I'm doing? The word in you would always locate you. The word in you will give you the answer. And when the faith is full, it will speak out of the abundance of your heart. Your mouth will say something. Your mouth will say something. Because many people just say, okay, now that you've prayed for me, so what do I say now? When people ask me if I'm okay, it hasn't dawned on you yet. All right? It really sincerely hasn't. When it does, you'll be full of it. I know, even if, but this is what I say, you know, but sometimes also we say things based on mental assent. You just have confessions. But when last did you revise, if I might say that? When last you go back to the verse that you were meditating on? When last did you usually just, you know, because listen, there's positive speaking and there's faith confession. They are not the same. So you find many believers doing positive speaking, you know, and they say we should speak positively. Faith declarations are not just positive speaking. Don't move away from positive speaking, child of God. Get a verse. Chew that verse. Anybody, an Indian, a Jew, I mean, an Arab big guy, an American, anybody can do positive speaking. Motivational speakers teach you positive speaking. We're talking about you taking the word that created this earth, the word of life, putting it into your heart, speaking it from your mouth. That is way, way far more than someone just coming up on a platform and saying, confess positive things over your life every day. Say, it will be better. No, but when you pick, you know, the part of just a shining light and you say the same thing, it's not the same thing with that guy saying positive confession. Now, but because the law of faith is universal, they get results. But you have a greater edge because it's the creative word of life you're speaking. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 12. We got to end on it. Matthew 12 from 33. All right. Matthew 12 from 33 say, either make a tree good and its fruit good. Please read these verses. All right. And you make a tree bad and its fruit bad. The tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you be in evil? Speak good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. All right. I explained 33 a bit yesterday, but because of time, allow me go straight to 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. That Kenny Hagin book where the story is about his daughter, him meditating, God's Medicine. It's a tiny, you know, healing book, all right? God's Medicine, that's the title, okay? God's Medicine. So in case you want to get it. All right. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. A good man out of the good treasure brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure. The weight is here. You could also reverse it for results, negative and positive. All right. A good believer who starts storing up evil thoughts, pornographic thoughts in his or her heart will bring forth sinful behavior. But he is a good guy. How come that went wrong? And then we see, oh, something happened. It's because the door, we usually open the door somewhere. A good brother, a good sister somewhere. Out of the fearful thoughts, all right, they kept on nursing their hearts. Something happens. Maybe an accident. Maybe somebody, oh, why now? They are committed. Oh, they pray. They serve God. No, it's the heart, not the man. It's the heart. It's the heart that determines what really goes on. Guard that heart with all diligence. Guard that heart. So put prosperity in your heart. Put healings in your heart. Put blessings in your heart. What do you want to see in your life? Get a verse. You have 66 bags of seeds. Get a verse, and our time is up. So I will see you tomorrow. It gets to shoot over 33 minutes in case you're playing back all the time. Over 30 minutes because you're playing back. And that's because I usually play songs while the link goes out and it's shared. And then we kick off properly. So we run 7 a.m., 7:30 Nigerian time. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Love you. Bye.